to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're getting to a lot of family shit all June long. Introducing this piece. It is called Before You Speak, Marriage Counseling. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Don't Give a Fuck. Sitting at the brink of six shades of separation, I want to talk to you and let you know a few things. Ma'am. No ma'am. Before you speak, tell me why your vows are locked away behind closet doors. Why submission seems like an inanimate object you're too afraid to touch. Tell me why simple acts of servitude turn into chattel slavery and correlating it to being someone's mother. That man sitting next to you needs security too. Now listen, we ain't interjecting, sir, before you speak. Tell me why your mouth never utters I love you, but your dick is always ready to shut her up. Ready to fill her insides, but never ready to feed her soul, and you wonder why she's distant. You call the art of physical touch clinginess. Now, ma'am, we not going tit for tat. Tell me why your comfortability is broadcasting his flaws, rehearsing that he's less of a man, but he can't fill the basic needs that isn't even his duty. It's yours. Sir, don't need any clapping from you. Tell me why you entertain the naked bodies in your inbox long before you put a pillow behind your pregnant wife, comparing her pregnancies to your mother as if they cared from the same canal at birth. See, Hyperemesis Gryffindor never had a color or two. Tell me why you think she's faking when she blacked out and fell down a few stairs or two. Can't come to an understanding, ain't ever learned how to trust. Tell me why your mother knows you're sick before the woman you took as a wife. Do you love her? Nah. Did you mean it? Now listen, hold up, woman. Damn it, I'm speaking. Now how is it marriage turned into a prison cell, hair disheveled and matted? Stop dating the man you married. Can't recognize the evolution. See, he evolved and so did you. Steady talking over each other. The change ain't ever introduced itself to you. I mean, how could it? When it seems like cries hidden behind sirens. Tears only in the shower. Can't even let him see the real you for more than an hour. Paralleling your life to rally the shows. Can't even dance in your own reality. Wake up now. You're leaving the field open when the ball's in your court. Now, listen, brother man, I've seen you often too well. Work becomes indentured servitude, paying a debt at times that is running out. Time spent away leaves your spouse's soul in a drought. What about the spirit that you constantly check out on? Ain't ever gave your house to the Lord because money was what you had your mind conformed to. No, ma'am. We ain't calling him niggas and such things before you speak. Tell me why your cerebral is engulfed with social media, too invested in the lives of others, giving advice from a dried well. Advice that kills the living soil like pesticides to weed. You sit there and snicker and smirk. Body covered to your feet. Ain't no one ever tell you to fuck him every day, but show a little skin. Turn up the foreplay. Keep him wanting you instead of the girl throwing pussy. Make it safe for him to let go of all his secrets and stress. A home-cooked meal and an I see you will put his soul to rest. Now, now, brother, I see you, and before you interject, I've studied the word over and over, and it says a man shall leave his mother and cling to his wife, and before you speak, tell me why you still sucking your mammy's titties. Mother should have poured ghost peppers to ignite the separation, cause you not having your wife's back looks like acts of desperation. Tell your mama to take the chains off your brain. Now I know you not clapping, ma'am. I hear your troubles daily. Stop calling the operator to connect to the party line discussing the sacred. All your marriage needs is communication instead of hot micing the intercom telling family and them your situation. Hold your horses, sir. I see you. Two can play that game, but before you speak, tell me why you shut down when you buried your matriarch. Won't even cry before her, but all she gets is a, I'm fine. Baby, you not fine. You're crying all the time, too strong to come undone. Stop it. See, before you speak, communication needs to be addressed. Put your heart to the test and learn to love the person you married today. Openness isn't a choice and the vows ain't ever left the table. Before you speak, ask yourself, am I enabling or am I one who's stable? Before you speak, let your heart teach. Thanks for tuning in to the CS Cafe. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.